GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney vows to repeal and replace the health care law. And that's exactly what the National Federation of Independent Business would like to see. Will Newton heads up the NFIB's Texas chapter.
What we're telling employers is just, you know, keep the faith. We'll keep battling in all the Congress to get this repealed and replaced. But in the meanwhile, talk to your health insurance professional and you know, run the numbers.
But with the Supreme Court's decision on the health care law only 2 weeks old, it appears many companies have not started getting ready for the next round of provisions slated to take effect. Eddie Carter is with the Austin-based insurance agency Carter's Benefits.
My take on it is most firms haven't even begun to start addressing that.
A survey of companies by the insurance consulting firm Mercer found that 1 out of 6 was waiting until after the November election to develop a strategy to respond to provisions in the Affordable Care Act. That might not be the best idea, according to Mercer consultant Tracy Watts.
You know, if you are a company that has a lot of hourly workers that you don't currently provide benefits to, and all of a sudden you're going to have to in 2014, you know, you might want to have a plan in place going into 2013 for how you're going to do that.
Here are some examples of things that employers do need to worry about before 2014. Starting this fall, most companies will have to start providing workers with a standardized 4-page summary of their benefits so employees can compare with other plans. Firms with more than 250 employees will have to report the value of health insurance plans on W-2 forms for the 2012 calendar year. In the open enrollment period next year, health insurance exchanges will help small employers shop for private health care plans.
I think it's a lot to keep track of and to know what you're supposed to do when.
A big deadline comes in 2014. That's when companies with more than 50 employees have to start providing a minimum level of health insurance, or they have to pay a penalty of about $2,000 a year per employee. The fine goes up each year as the cost of health insurance rises. Bill Hammond with the Texas Association of Business says some employers may see that fine as being more affordable than providing coverage.
Well, I think that the effect would be that many employers would simply drop their health insurance.
And Ronnie Volkening with the Texas Retailers Association says a lot of companies are still trying to do the math.
Those employers are just at this point dismayed and holding, throwing up their arms, wondering what it is they're going to have to do and hoping that at some point there's some clear guidance to lead them through the maze.
The Texas Retailers Association and other business groups are developing guidance for their members, but many small independent companies don't belong to larger associations. So local chambers of commerce can be a source of information. The Austin Chamber of Commerce is hosting an expert panel later this month on the impact of the healthcare law on business. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.